from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Grizzlies. What's going on with the assistant coaching staff? I know you're going to tell me like it is. Did they flip the assistant coaching staff?
I mean,
the Grizzlies are holding back on.
I think when you heard Taylor Jenkins talk yesterday, because you have to realize when you're dealing with Taylor Jenkins, especially, like, you got to cut through. When he's using buzzwords, it's usually like cover. And basically, he gave, to me, yesterday's answer to the question about his assistant coaching staff, where he's, nothing's been done yet, but we're restructuring and it's collaborative with Zach and all that mumbo jumbo. That sounded like a guy who was trying at all costs to avoid saying he fired a bunch of guys or had to fire. I think the phrase is had to fire a bunch of guys. And my gut tells me the reason they're being weird about this is they're hoping some of these guys get jobs so they don't have to announce that they've been fired.
That's what I think. Yes.
That's why I think they're doing it's been a little weird. Like, I don't think the scuttlebutt at the scouting combine that everyone was reporting that they had laid off, you know, they were changing over the staff in a more significant way than you expect. I mean, because last year they did add two assistants last year. My initial reaction to the first report of it last week was, my gut told me they were, you know, the two guys they brought in last year, they'll keep, and then maybe everyone else might be on the chopping block.
But wasn't St. Andrew's offense, and you can school me if I'm wrong here, wasn't he?
Yes, he came in to help.
I realize you don't have your pieces, but they were the worst in the
league. Yeah, no, I think, you know, and Taylor conceded that yesterday.
Acknowledged that.
Like, they got to get a better half-court off. I mean, ultimately, half-court offense has been a problem for this team the entire Taylor Jenkins era. Mm-hmm. And it's always been, it's always been a weird thing, his let it fly stuff, they haven't really had the personnel to be a team that just lets it fly all the time. But I mean, Patrick St. Andrew was coaching at the scouting combine, and
no, I'm with you. I would lean your way.
Anthony Carter was like a big get from Miami, and like getting him from the Heat.
People credited him too, right? I mean, whether it was, I don't know that you can pin it to a guy, but Laravia, Vince, GG. I mean, well, the development there.
The way I phrased it,
Laravia late.
The way I saw it, being at games, being around the team, at games last year during timeouts, which is when I'm paying attention. Who's talking to Taylor Jenkins when they're huddling away from the players and deciding what they're going to say to the players during the timeout? There were three other people besides Taylor Jenkins most of the time when he was huddling out, at least from what I saw. It was St. Andrew, it was Anthony Carter, and it was Brad Jones, his longtime assistant. And so, again, my gut is telling me he's not getting rid of guys he just brought in a year ago.
But Brad Jones,
who was, you know, because remember, this staff lost Darko Rajakovic a year ago. Like, lost a now sitting head coach.
Right.
And to me, that's where, you know, if he's making, you know, because the other assistants, quite frankly, are going to be more than likely, I would think, maybe St. Andrew gets demoted, but they're going to be back row assistants. Like, if you look at an NBA bench, like, back row assistants just aren't, you know, they aren't as important. And that's not to say, Vitaly Potapenko, Scoonie Penn, Sonia Rahman, I'm sure they fill certain roles on that staff. I'm not saying they're useless or anything. Like, you can sense the, you know, especially, you know, like they've praised Sonia Rahman's scouting stuff. And sure. Scoonie Penn has great relationships with the players. Potapenko's been the big man coach, as, you know, people seem to, they seem to like him too. Like, I'm sure they feel, but like ultimately, when it comes to like strategizing, like those people aren't involved. Like, I didn't sense during games they were that involved in terms of, you know, and so I, and maybe I'm drawing too many conclusions from what I see in the huddles. From the outside looking in. So to me, the biggest, the only thing that really, if let's say they're keeping St. Andrew and Carter, the only role I'm interested in really, truly is the Brad Jones role, because, you know, it does feel like he needs a new right-hand man. Mm. Like Darko's gone. Brad Jones, look, like he's a really nice guy and he used to be Taylor's boss.
Oh, but yeah, like, they're buddy, buddy.
If that's your... And he, but he's like the guy on the staff with extensive pro, you know, coaching experience. Like, I think you can do better than that, probably. Now, you know, what exactly, what route does he go? You know, I don't know.
Does it need to be someone he knows and has a relationship with? Again, I didn't mean to get off into this, but or like a Darvin Ham, or does it need to be somebody he has no relationship with and then can check him on things?
I think with Jenkins, you want like an, like Darko ran the offense. Like you need an offense. Like I think what's important to me is not necessarily whether he knows Taylor or not. It's someone who can, you know, help him better implement an offense, because that's what they're looking for. And like St. Andrew came in to help with that. But like, you know, I think you need like someone with some like real experience, not necessarily a former head coach,
you can't be the worst.
Like, a you know, someone with extensive NBA experience. That's what's missing on the staff. And so the other stuff, like, sure, they're bringing in a player development guy, whatever. Yeah, great, great. What I'm really actually interested in, when you really narrow it down, is like, who's taking, if Brad Jones is one of the guys gone, who's taking that role? Because that to me is, again, when I look at it, it's like the people he's actually strategizing with during games. You know, like that's who it is. The front,
observation.
The front bench. Front, you know, who's sitting in the first row with the players? Those are the assistants to me that really truly matter. That's how I look at it.
What does significant assistant coaching staff change suggest to you about the temperature of Taylor Jenkins' seat?
Well, I just think, like,
as John Hollinger says, that's always the sign.
He's entering year six and hasn't gotten past the second round of the playoffs. Like, of course, like,
reality
it's the freaking NBA. Of course, everyone's on the hot.
And like, there's only one playoff.
Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Look at the conference finals, okay?
Yeah.
I went and looked this up yesterday. So, Chris Finch and Jason Kidd were both on hot seat lists entering this season, okay? Joe Mazzulla, if he loses this series, the Pacers will probably get fired. So, he's on a hot seat right now. Mm-hmm. The only one who's not on a hot seat is Rick Carlisle, and he's on his fourth job. Like, he's been, you know, like, I mean, this is, like, the fact that the more notable story is that Taylor Jenkins it has not been on a hot seat, and it's year six. Like, this is the first time we're really talking about it. And I don't know, like, what does hot seat mean? Like, I've been under the assumption, like, if next year they were to start, if they were fully healthy and started 6-19, I think he would get fired.
I do too.
Like, you know, like, and I think next year, if they make the playoffs and lose in the first round, if they don't win a playoff series next year, I think he's probably going to get fired. But, like, that doesn't mean he's a bad coach or anything. Like, I just think that's, the coach is the first one to go. They're like the, like, they are the lead, to me, in terms of, like, getting to a championship or building a championship caliber team. Like, out of all the things the Grizzlies need, like, they're, like, the coach is the least important. I really believe, like, it's about your star players. The GM is more important than the coach. Well, like, everyone's focused on Taylor Jenkins. To me, I'm more focused on Zach Kleiman, because what we're seeing in these conference finals is these teams that are advancing are able to pull off trades. And, like, that is one thing he has not. He's been good at draft night trades, and maybe the Marcus Smart is his move that will work out a year later, kind of like Rudy Gobert did.
Well, he needs to make another one.
Even Taylor Jenkins, like, he's going to have to make a tough call on Taylor Jenkins here soon. It feels like ultimately.
Well, it may not be tough, like you said.
Yeah,
he may do it for you.
Yes, but nonetheless, like, he's going to have to decide, and then he's going to have to go hire, you know, who's the, you know, if that comes to that, like, hire a new coach. Like, to me, he's the one who's more important in all of this.
Oh, I couldn't agree because, more.
Because, like, Taylor Jenkins, like, yeah, sure, if Taylor Jenkins is the coach and they make the conference finals next year, great. If he's not, so what? Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he, I'm going to be honest, I don't think he makes that much of a difference one way or the other. Like, I don't think he's the negative some people think he is because of his rotations, whatever. I also, like, guys like Bobby Marks and whoever are saying he should be coach of the year after this year, given that he got dragged 27 wins out of this team, didn't watch the first 25 games. They should not have been 6-19 with the personnel they had at the beginning of the year. And it's, by the way, it's been a consistent thing with him. He gets off to slow starts as a coach. It takes him a while to figure out his team. But I think he's been a pretty good coach for the Grizzlies. And, like, is he on a hot seat? Like, as in, like, I think if you're saying he's not on a hot seat, like, just because management says, like, they're happy with Taylor Jenkins, like, he is at the point, because he's entering year six, that he, and the expectations this team has, if this team is healthy and goes through the first half of this year, like, kind of dragging along, I think he's going to get fired. Like, you're going to, there's too much at stake. Like, you're going to try and shake things up. And that might be another thing to pay attention to in terms of who they hire for that lead assistant, if you will, or the veteran assistant. Do they hire someone who could slot in there as an interim later on? I don't know. You know, like, that'll be an interesting dynamic to exam. I mean, Darvin Ham's the obvious, not just the obvious one, the one people are going to point to.
I don't know if I would even want him. I'm just going to keep going because he's obvious.
It sounds like, if you listen to Lakers fans, Darvin Ham is like a similar coach to Taylor Jenkins, like kind of struggles with rotations sometimes. Guys, he had a different situation in L.A., but ultimately, like, you know, the players kind of gave up on him.
I can't imagine them putting in another first-time head coach, right? You would go the opposite approach. You would go somebody who's
I think the next coach is going to, you're going to get your
guy who could bring maybe a championship in terms of at least in the
three games. Who's next year's version of Budenholzer?
Y'all recycle Vogel again. We seem to do it every few years. We recycle him.
I mean, well, you're seeing the reports that, you know, I don't know if they could get him, but, you know, Tyronn Lue would be an interesting one. You know, I don't know. I assume he'll work it out with the Clippers, but
yeah, he probably likes to play out there,
or he'll have another opportunity. But I don't want to just bypass Taylor Jenkins. Maybe he can lead this team to the quote unquote promised land. I don't think he's been that impressive in the playoffs as a coach, like
just
that
one playoff series.
But even in the Minnesota series, like that series was like, I mean, they were kind of lucky to win that series.
Outplayed for a great deal of it.
They beat them in the fourth quarter, and they did make the adjustments eventually to win the series. And then, you know, I don't think it gets talked enough about the Game 6 loss to the Lakers. Not that you lost Game 6, but to get, like, obliterated like that. Like, that was, like, I remember going, like, God, what is with this team? Like, what's going on here? And, like, that one to me hangs on Taylor Jenkins too, because, like, how the hell does the team come out like that in you know, like, your season's on the line? It's one thing to lose the game, but, like, to lose the game the way they did. But I think he's been a pretty good coach for the Grizzlies. I mean, I think if he lasts this entire season, I think he'll set the all-time franchise wins record. He'll be the winningest coach ever. I don't know.
He's one of the longest tenured coaches in the league, believe it or not.
You know, until he does it in the playoffs, he won't move past Lionel Hollins, you know, as the best coach in franchise history. You'd probably still put Hubie ahead of him right now, even though Hubie didn't win a playoff series.
Coach of the year.
The coach of the year and just the symbolism. Him turning the franchise, turning the corner for the first time. Now, if Jenkins can go on a run here this year, like, you know, then you can talk me into him passing Hubie. It probably takes two playoff runs to pass Lionel, I would say. Even though you'll have more quote-unquote wins. But I don't know, he's one of the longest tenured coaches in the NBA now at this point. Like, this is just the business that we're in. Like, to be shocked that he's being mentioned as on the hot seat, I think naive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.